Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
On the line with us is one of the best columnists this city's ever seen in the sports realm. I even think he's dabbling outside of it now. From the Delco Times, the great Jack McCaffrey. Hi, Jackie.
Thanks, Ange. What do you say?
Jack, are you doing some stuff now that's not sports?
A little bit. Once a week, I'm assigned to the news side. Happy to do it. Happy to contribute. Obviously, on the Daily Times, the sports section space has been trimmed some for obvious reasons, and that allows us to help out on the news side with the news of the day. I do that once a week.
And what's it like?
Sports department does it once a week.
Is it a lot different than sports, Jack?
It's not, and an old sports editor of mine once said, if you can write, you can write anything, and you know that, Andrew.
Yep.
You were in the business, and it's similar. It's reaction, it's quotes, it's news, it's inverted pyramid, but boom, this is what's happening, and it's different because I'm not a columnist on news. I'm not an expert on any of coronavirus or politics or pop culture or anything like that. So I won't be chiming in with opinions, but as far as being able to write the articles, it's no different at all.
You know, it's weird. I started in news when I was in newspapers, Al, and I found it far too real.
Mm-hmm.
I like sports because it doesn't really matter who won a game, Jack, in the big picture. As you're covering a pandemic, right? Does it matter who won the game a week ago Wednesday when the Sixers played the Pistons?
It's becoming less and less important, obviously, and we're just praying and hoping that it gets back to that it does matter if the Sixers beat the Pistons, and I'm confident that it will.
All right, let's talk sports. The heck with it, even though it's all irrelevant. How did you feel about Joshua Harris trying to cut the salaries as a 3-4-time billionaire of some of the people that work with the Sixers?
Well, obviously, you're not happy with it. You see that, and you say, "Wow, with that kind of money, with the value of the organization, a multi-billion-dollar organization." I thought it was an obvious way to just save a couple dollars here or there at the expense of people who can use it and people who have been loyal to them and work hard for them. And to Josh's credit, it lasted about 24 hours. He saw the pressure. He saw the error of his ways. He apologized for it, and he reversed it. So yeah, how did I feel about it when it happened? Like everybody else, I was just scratching my head and said, how can you have an organization has that many billions and then want to take 20% of somebody's pay cut, of a working man's paycheck? It was wrong, and Josh knew it was wrong, and at least he corrected it.
You know what really blew my mind about it, Jack? Not that I appreciate that he changed his mind. He hires people. He has people on staff.
PR people.
That give him advice on how something like that would play in the city. And nobody stopped him? The PR department, all the people, marketing, all the people that he employs, his co-owner types. Apparently Michael Rubin did try to stop it. How did no one stop him before it got to the point where he became a target for so many critics in this town? It's crazy.
It is. It is. If he's going to address any issue going forward, find out who gave him that advice. Maybe cut their salary. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that was bad.
That's a great solution.
Does it surprise you that the Sixers have communications problems?
No, but I love your solution. I would basically not pay the PR people for a while, because that'll probably make up the difference anyway. Jack, let me get you to the one other Sixer thing that is bubbling, and that we don't know, because we don't know if the season's going to resume. If it does not resume, does Brett Brown get fired anyway?
I would say no, not after what I'm. What were they, 28-2 at home, 20 whatever they were, and two
yeah,
at home?
Right.
No, he did not deserve to get fired because of that, and he'll last another year. You even see it in the college basketball game when the NCAA tournament was fired. It was canceled. There's been no movement among the college basketball profession, and yeah, usually around this time it's called the coaching carousel. Movement all over the place. It looks to me, it's pretty clear now that coaches, basketball coaches at all levels, are going to survive this, not necessarily because of the virus epidemic, but just as a result of they really didn't have a chance to complete their season. So to fire Brett Brown because he didn't advance in the playoffs tournament that didn't occur, that would be almost as bad as trying to cut a guy's salary by 20%. So he'll survive it for another year.
Wow.
And give it a do you think
that might be his best case scenario then? Because I don't think he's going anywhere if he does. That would be – here's why I don't think he is, Jack, because this is the other big issue that we're getting more – we got this from Billy King. We got it from Mark Cuban this week. The NBA is really planning for an immediate future with no fans in the stands. How do you feel about games with no fans watching in the building?
I prefer it to no games at all.
Wow. And if that's I feel the same way.
If that's the compromise, if that's the solution, then let's go for it. And the games will be on TV. Obviously, it's a sports. The bulk of the revenues now come from TV anyway, and TV rights and advertising and TV ratings will be through the roof. And if they want to play those games in empty arenas or virtually empty arenas, I'll cover them. I'll be there, and I would welcome it. And it would be a little strange, but as basketball fans or basketball people, we've all been to empty gyms and seen great practices and scrimmages and high school tournaments and things in front of small college games in front of virtually nobody, and they're still great games. You'll see great basketball even if it's on TV, and I would welcome that with open arms to bring it back with no fans if that's what it took to bring it back.
It'll be interesting. I wonder if they're going to let the media in now. Think they'll let McCaffrey go to these games?
Probably not, Jack.
Yeah, maybe not, Jack. Hey, Jack, let me go to
the parking lot.
Now I got this really far-fetched but fascinating little thing that Scott Boras, the agent, who's got all these big-time Major League players, including Bryce Harper, he doesn't want a real short season when Major League Baseball resumes. He's saying, what the hell? Let's play all the way to Christmas. And we'll use the 8 dome stadiums, and we'll use 3 Southern California stadiums, and we can play the schedule without home games. You want to do that?
I'll surprise you a little bit and not scream bloody murder about it, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
This is really a one-time opportunity for baseball to try things. Let's be honest about it. Baseball has been teetering for a while.
You're right.
Diminishing interest. Do I think that playing in dome stadiums in December is going to generate interest? I believe it would be a colossal failure, and it wouldn't work at all. Baseball is a game that people enjoy in their hometown, and they enjoy it to watch their home team. It's an event to go out and have a nice night out, not to watch necessarily a game in a dome stadium in December. But in this one-time-only scenario, try some things. It might surprise you. Maybe a neutral site World Series clicks. My guess is it doesn't. Mm. But baseball has an opportunity now to try something different and just experiment and see what could benefit it going forward.
Right,
obviously, if an agent like that wants the 162-game schedule, he wants it because he wants his clients to be able to bump up their numbers.
Hey, Jack. As bizarre as that would be, baseball at Christmas, Al Morganti would like the World Series played in Japan. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, again, I'll go back to my original point. This is the year that you might want to experiment with.
No, I'm not putting a World Series in Japan. What's wrong with you, McCaffrey?
For 1 year, it'd be the biggest event. It'd be the Olympics.
It would.
I wouldn't even know it was up on the board. I can't read Japanese.
You wouldn't watch it unless it was in Japan.
You would, but Al, have you factored in the time difference? Like, what time would it have to be played?
Those people would play at 1 a.m. and pack the place. They're crazy for baseball.
Like, what time is it in Japan right now?
All right. Right now in Japan, Rhea, it is 10 o'clock at night. 10:09. I know the difference. It's 14 hours. Jack, one more for you. I got Howie Roseman out about an hour, right? And I just want to be clear on what he meant when he made this comment, because the topic of Alshon Jeffrey came up. And here's what he said.
Obviously, the elephant in the room is Alshon.
All right. What does that mean, Jack? What is the elephant in the room, Alshon? What is that?
It meant on a number of levels, it means a lot of things. One, it was the Eagles were obviously better last year after he wasn't playing.
Right.
Two, the elephant in the room, meaning he wasn't able to trade him. Because who wants a player that's injured and also can be a problem in the room and also is in great decline? Trade the fact that he is in great decline. All of the above, you know, you would have to really ask. That's a great opportunity for you to ask him exactly.
No, I am going to ask him.
In the room. Yeah.
I think he's
stuck with this guy who's really in decline and is highly paid and he's injured.
And he's a snitch. No, I think snitch is the elephant. Yeah, he was the one that was saying negative things anonymously about Wentz.
That's what I meant when I said bad. Sure. Yeah. So all of the above makes it the one topic that he realizes that if you're trying to ask me to interpret what he meant by that, that's the one topic that he was unable to address in the offseason. He's had a pretty darn good offseason. He really has.
Wow. Interesting.
He remade that secondary, which had to happen. He got a better pass rush. He's been active. I really always appreciated the way Howie Roseman doesn't just sit there.
He never does that.
He makes an effort. So he made an effort here. He wasn't able to address the Alshon Jeffrey issue. Perhaps that's what he meant by elephant in the room.
All right, Jack. I have tweeted out the column you wrote about running a sports station without sports. Jack, always a pleasure and an honor. Be well, my friend, and be safe, please.
You too, Ange. Thanks, guys.
Jack McCaffrey with some interesting insights into what's going on, Al.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.